goodness upholds it. Grace for grace. The word of God is the ordained means of receiving all that is ordained for us in Christ Jesus. Join God's servant, Sonny E. Olide, of the Comforter Revival International Mission, as he brings the word for you to receive. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Receiving.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Let's have our seat. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 to 34. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you will eat, or what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe thee, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 and 24. Glory to God. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise love and kindness, judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. We have been given a mandate here to give eternal life to as many that comes. And we have been doing it for years, and we continue to do it. Hallelujah. But tonight, we'll briefly look at something, and I pray that God, the Almighty God, will grant you his own understanding. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The priority of eternal life. The priority of eternal life. the most important thing, what matter most to this eternal life we have been speaking since all these years, of which if anyone truly have eternal life, that should be his priority. The priority of eternal life. The most vital of what God gave to man, what God sent, gave to man in Christ Jesus, is eternal life. That is the most vital of all. Which I don't want us to ignore it. Because they are lives, all your blessings. The most vital of what God gave to man in Christ Jesus is eternal life. Now, to now, we'll be dealing with this, the priority, the most important thing to that life which you have received. We read from where our brother gave us that you are passed from death into life. You are passed from separation from God into union with God. So, automatically, because you have eternal life, you are not condemned. So if you are receiving condemnation, it is because you don't know that you are not supposed to receive it. Am I communicating? Now, we have bad news and good news. Abi? Uh-huh. The bad news is how deadened, how useless man was. But the good news is that what Jesus came to accomplish in a man's life. The two places we read, he mentioned three things that can easily distract a life out of God's purpose. The riches, the wisdom, and the power. Which if anybody have any, all the three, he thought is on top of the world. But we are going to see what God recommended. That let he that glory, glorier in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord who exercise loving kindness and justice and righteousness in the earth. For in this thing I delight, saith the Lord. Now, where we read in Matthew, it talks about we cannot serve two masters. Don't take thought of what you are going to eat. Don't take thought of where you are going to live and all of this. But he gave us a priority. Seek it first. The expansion and the establishment of his kingdom and his righteousness. See, all these things will be added unto you. Now, we are going to read in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. Don't let anybody mold you to a wrong mold. Agree with the mold of God for your life. That's why we are here tonight. You know, you have make a lot of declaration now that anything dead in your life is resurrecting. I believe that one has happened. Eh? Don't go back home and say it's my back. Say to your back what God say to your back. Eh? Say to your back what God say to your. Eh? What did he say to your back? Your back is straightening. Simple. Go your way. Hallelujah. Are we in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8 and 9? But unto the Son, he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. His scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. What Jesus loved is what he came to establish. What he hates is what he came to destroy from your life. May I tell you the truth tonight? Every wickedness in your life, they are destroyed forever. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, the priority of eternal life is the establishment of God's righteousness here on earth. I met a certain traffic warder one day. He left his duty post. I went and sat down under sheet. Nobody controlled the vehicle. I wind down the glass. Say, my friend, is that your position? Is that where you're supposed to be? They say, what concerns me? I say, it concerns me. Because the moment two vehicles hit themselves, it will jump out. It will start mentioning something. Do you understand my point? All I'm trying to say there is that to establish righteousness. You shall stay on your duty post and do what is assigned you to do. Don't go and sit down on that sheet. And at the end of the month, you go and collect salary. You are an arm robber. Do your work. It is our time for when you see what is bad, stay there and correct it. That's the reason why you are here. Do you understand my point? Huh? I know you are not answering me. Maybe you are one of them. Even though if you are one of them, please repent. We don't have any apology for that. How many of you have seen any traffic warder sitting down when he's supposed to be walking? Were you happy with the situation? Okay, see how we will continue to. Huh? Part of the tax you pay his salary. So you have to do the work they assign you to do. Do you understand? How many of you have driver license and say, if you're a driver, you drive a car. If you don't have, go and collect it. If you don't have, go and collect. That's part of what we are saying. Some of you, your particular is due for 2 years. You never renew it. When you hear that there's no safety, you started dodging. No, thou shalt not do that. Go and do what is right. Eh? Dash. There must be orderliness in our society. You hear what I say? Jesus came to establish the righteousness of God in the heart of men. This is the primary and the priority of this life we are talking about. Anywhere he went, all his intention is to establish the righteousness of God in the heart of men. Is to establish the peace of God in the heart of men. Is to establish the joy of the Lord in the heart of men. That is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God simply means righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And I'm sure tonight, as you are hearing the word of God, it will be established in your life. That's why he came. That's his primary purpose of coming. Me and sickness, we divorced 2005. Until now, that divorce letter can never be reconciled again. Me and poverty, we divorced since the same year. Me and failure, we divorce. No business with all those things. I slept in the night, they pressed me. No, we divorce. Stay. I don't have business with others. I sleep well when it is time for me to sleep. Because greater is he that is in me than the forces that is coming to oppress me. And the lesser have no capacity to oppress the greater. Huh? And nothing finishes in my house. Because I saw a vision some years ago. The Lord shall supply all my need, not all my finishes. So from that day, I make a declaration in the house, nothing finishes in this house. Huh? If this thing is about to be installed, I say, we need this. And God will supply all our need, not all our finishes. But by the time you declare that it is finished, then... Glory to God. The Lord shall supply all, not all your finishes. So never say again, something finished in this house. Is God blessing someone now? How will I get myself acquainted with it? By getting yourself acquainted with it. Huh? Now, listen. Eternal life is the nature of God. And the nature of God cannot be in the body of man without manifestation. Do you understand my point? Eternal life is God's divine nature. No man on earth, no matter how How passionate and compassionate he loved his children. When he died, they can only share his property. His life, he carried his life go. But God, the Almighty God, he said, no, my property is not enough. I am giving you my life to create and to produce property. Eternal life is God's nature that created all things. And it's living in you. You must get this understanding. Say, seek ye first the establishment of God's kingdom and its righteousness in the life of man. Leave your own issue. God will take care of that. What did I say, eternal life, please? God's nature. God's divine nature that created all things. Now, when you are out for the establishment of God's kingdom in the life of people, God will do much more than what you are required. Do you get the point? What do I say the kingdom of God means? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Huh? Romans 14, verse 17. See, whoever that have this, there's something great will happen to them. We shall believe that something great will happen to you from now, more than ever before, in the name of the Lord Jesus. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's not only eating. It's not only my own. Give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. It's a useless prayer. Such should not be our prayer point every now and then. You should be able to ask yourself occasionally, what have you put in my life to bless others with? That's our prayer point in our congregation today. 9 is focused on us. And when they say, let us pray for Nigeria, the voice go down. To tell you how selfish, how abuse of eternal life we are abusing. You know the meaning of abuse? Abnormal use. You know the meaning of abuse? Abnormal use. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Verse 18 now. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Now, if it's your number one, if it's your priority, you will be acceptable to God and you will be approved of men. Some people use they use phone. Want to identify with people at all costs? No. You don't need that. Go with what God said. When God accepts you, it will cause men to approve you. This is the key for approval. Please, give us energy, the two verses. So this is what the eternal life meant. Your own first. Lord, what do you want me to do for you? What is it that will gladden your heart through my life today? That's the first prayer point. How many people do you want to bless through my life today? Leave your own. You will be shocked what comes to you. Anytime any challenges face me personally, I leave it. You know how I pray the prayer? Lord, all over the world, whosoever is passing through the same challenge now, lock me their name. Set them free. Then my own freedom come naturally. Do you understand my point? Some people say they want to fast for days for their challenges to go. I don't do that. Do you know why I don't do that? Learn from Brother Job. When he prayed for his friend, the Lord came and doubled and gave him twice of what he lost. So if I'm passing through a challenge, God always give me double something. Anyone that is, you know, anywhere in the world, I may not know their name, I may not know their address, I may not know their agenda, but I pray sincerely that Lord, set them free. Let them be free. Then I leave there. Before I know, the whole thing has disappeared. That is eternal life at work. Do you hear me now? You hear that somebody have no two clothes. You say, Lord, provide for him. Leave your own challenge. Leave it. God will handle it. As we are handling other people's matter, God will be handling your matter. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink, but of living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Is that your Bible? I say, is that your Bible? Verse 18 now. If you serve Christ with this attitude, you will please God, and others will approve you too. Kai, I don't think anything gladden my heart more than this. He said, if you serve God with this attitude, you know, attitude is 100%. With a positive attitude of this, if you go back home today, go and read your ABCD. When you write ABCD to Z, pick the word attitude, each letter, number them, he will give 100%. Huh? You are not with me. Huh? Every letter I've ever seen, every word I've ever declared in life, the only one that has 100% is attitude. So if your attitude is negative, you are a failure. If your attitude is positive, then you're on your way up. Huh? No blackboard, I will have show you. Huh? I'll show you that one today. You will have understand. If you serve Christ with this attitude, you will please God, and others will approve of you too. God, what a great thing. This is the key to this eternal life we are talking about. It's always after people being blessed. It's always after people being blessed. He's always after pleasing God. This is it. And the best way to please God is to understand what Jesus came to die for and to live for. Where was Joseph when he had the two prisoners? As a prison warder. Huh? You are not with them. Answer me, please. As a prisoner too. How can a prisoner see another prisoner in need and he offer it? What a good prisoner. He was in prison, but his mentality is not prison. Friends, I hear God say he's lifting you up from today. On a daily basis, look for whom to bless. Do you know one thing about blessing people? Whatever you make happen to others, God will make it happen to you. Have you read it like that? Whether you know it or not, let me show you again. Whatever you make happen to others, God will make it happen to you. It's not whatever you make happen to yourself. No, whatever you make happen to others, God will make it happen to you. I said something here yesterday in the meeting. If the gospel came to Africa first, I doubt whether they would have left Africa with it. The white men left their comfort zone, left their estates, and came to the bush. Some of them died for us to have the Bible, to have the gospel. Today, come on to share with your own neighbor, just your neighbor. You say, no. If the white men say they pocket it, what will have happened to us? Huh? Some of us will have died in serving Shongun and all of this. Yes! That's what they know Africa with. Is that not true? But thank God for the white. They risked their life. They left their comfort zone and came and dwelt in a village. Some of them spent 20 years. They didn't win 10%. But they stay at it. And see today. See the thousands and millions of people that God has is affecting with the gospel. Do you understand now? Huh? Can you see attitude? They have helped me to spell it. You see now? Can you see now? Can you see that this world cannot die? You see the children. One of them, 4 years old, yes, on Friday. He wanted to give testimony. He left his shoe and ran. I said, yes. And when they get to their various home, they will be demonstrating all that I do, and they will go and repeat it at home. The work is growing. Now, can you see attitude now? If you serve God with the attitude of impacting other people's life positively, then God will accept you and it will cause people to approve you. This is what he said. Can you see it now? Eh? Eh? The work is moving. My prayer is that the unction will rest upon every one of you. Say, I receive grace to serve God the best way He has designed for my life. I say, whatever you make happen to others, God will make happen to you. Now, check it now. Check it now. You human being, making good things to happen to others, God making it happen to you, which one is the best? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 8. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bound or free. Anything. So get ready. As we'll be going out from tomorrow, look for someone to bless. Huh? Then watch what happened to you. Remember that the Lord will reward each one of us for the good we do, whether we are slaves or free. Because sometimes riches may be deceived. Say, no, I'm running after my business. You see somebody that is dying, help him first. I was rushing to the meeting one day. I'm almost late. And I met someone on my way coming at bus stop. I said, how are you? He said, fine. I said, I like this your game. I wanted to question it. He laughed. I said, there is one man who worked for years on head and he never see failure for a day. He said, who is that man? I packed. I said to that case, he received eternal life. I move on. The highest thing the brethren will do here is say, sir, you come, let's stay outside for a while. And I will stay outside for a while. But something has been done. No, I'm late to the church. Somebody needs the God. Give me. What are you going to receive in the church? If not the instruction on how to give people the gospel. Somebody asked me, say, what is the theme for this year? I say, go and preach the gospel. Don't have any theme. Every day, God is saying, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Say, this is my year of overflow of what? Go and give the gospel to those who need it. What are you talking about? Am I communicating? Eh? Your yearly theme, your monthly theme, your weekly theme, your daily theme is that go into all the world and preach the gospel. Is that not what they tell you? Huh? As you keep preaching the gospel, or correct theme of idea on how to preach it, the more will come. What are you talking about? Huh? What did Jesus tell you before he left? What was his last command? Seek for monthly team, yearly team. Is that what he tell you? I don't have any yearly team. The only one team in life. Go into all the one and do what? I was in a place on Thursday. They say message is 5 minutes. I say no problem. I carry my Google name as usual. When I begin the explanation, I was checking. I said, oh, the time is on. They say, no, continue. 5 minutes? You gave me 5 minutes, no problem. They say, continue. So I now get to pass. You know, it's okay for you today. Do you know why? Don't let anybody mold you to their mold. How can many people sit down? They were busy eating. And he said, for the kingdom of God is not eat. I said, ah, there is something. I carried my gongoni immediately. They gave me the gongoni, I finished the water. And I use it for fire cut off. The place was engulfed. They say, ah, we have never had it like this before. Do you understand my point? There is something in you. Share with your neighbor. Let him be free. Let her be free. Then leave the rest. You know, we are too busy in pursuing money. And Jesus said, go into all the world and make men, not to make money. And as you are making money, the primary reason why you are making money is to use the money to make men. These are the Let's read it again so that you see how God wants you to serve God. Huh? Give all that. 1 Corinthians again, please. I'll be that Romans 14. Verse 17 and 18. It's so serious. The priority of eternal life is to plant that same life in the life of others. I know you don't like this kind of message. You are expecting to give 1001 formula for success. This is the greater formula for success. If you have this one, you're already a successful person. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but establishment of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that serveth the law, in this thing serveth Christ, is acceptable to God and is approved of men. Give us that energy, because that one give us, he simplify it. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of what I'm going to eat, of what I'm going to drink, of where I'm going to live. Isn't that what everybody run after now? Eh? No. No. Check in the society. What are they running after? But the word of God tells us now, say, his life is beyond this. But of living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Now, the next verse. This is a matter now. And that must matter to your life. If you serve Christ with this attitude, you know the meaning of attitude put there? 100%. Don't serve God with 90% of this matter. Don't serve God with 10% of this matter. Don't serve him halfway and pocket him halfway. No. You will please God. And others will approve of you too. Ah. You see that, sister? If you near her, there is one capsule he will give you. What is that capsule? Are you seeing the matter? Don't you say how many years you have been praying? God, do it for me, do it for me, do it for me. Say, is that it? God is not answering prayer. God answer prayer. In fact, much more. Try it before you sleep tonight. Look at the challenges you are passing through. Use it as a prayer point for as many that pass through the same challenge. You will be shocked what happened to you. You will look for those challenges in your own life, you will never see it again. I say you will look for those challenges in your life, you will never see them again. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I think this is a great key for us. Huh? I think we share testimony every now and then, some experience sometimes. I said to somebody the other day, I said some years ago, I landed, four of us landed here with 600 naira, both home and abroad. 200 naira, three pieces. I've shared it again, I keep sharing. But do you know one thing? Since June 17, 2011, that 600 naira I've never finished. And I've never engaged in any business. The only business is what? The kingdom. That money has never finished and it will never finish. Is that a miracle? Just go to where God say go. I came. I remember that day. That's why when you enter vehicle with anybody, you make friends immediately. The moment the vehicle drop you where you landed, that friend finish. When we got to welcome to Jalingo, I saw it too. I read it too. When the vehicle landed, only me here. All the passengers left. And I began to ask, is it Jalingo? As if I didn't see it. He said, this is Jalingo. I said, you mean business? I said, yeah, you mean business. Then I look up and I said, Lord, is he here? He said, this is the place. What next? He said, the next thing. I was there for 1 hour. Now, a time key so that they will not say I'm an armed robber. I saw one kiosk. I went there. I sat down. Can you give me sweat, please? He gave me. So that I can get somebody to even talk with. And my back is by my side. The journey began. Say, leave your father, leave your mother, leave all your people. The people that God has connected with today, they are more than my biological. Because I only obey. What am I telling you is that if you make this one your priority, because it's the priority of the person that lives in you, honestly speaking, shame will literally disappear from you forever. Not run after what you are going to eat. Don't even think of it. Think of the person you are going to impact positively with what God has deposited in your life. That's the key to what we are saying. You know, on Friday, as he was saying it, I came out to go and take my vessel that will come for the meeting. Somebody gave me a dramatic testimony. I said, what? I said, on Saturday night. I said, what is it? He said, something happened. I said, what happened, please? One of our healing and deliverance meetings, just the person just collected in the market and make all those confessions. High blood pressure instantly disappeared to her. He went back to the hospital. The doctor said, what has happened to you? Say, I received a message and I confessed the message and it is. That your God, go and hold to it. That this thing is as it is. These are the payment we receive. These are the payment we receive. Immediately, I say, what? Man, and I come here immediately. Ah, something has happened. Now, you are sharing another one now. And this is how you come to. Excuse me. Do you think that those people will be cursing me? Do you think that now, am I the only person that will receive that reward? No, sir. The person that claimed the share, the person that buy the data, the person that buy fuel, the person that pray, all of us will receive reward. That's where people are missing it. Eh? How many of us have heard of the abundance before? Say one day, God opened his eyes and showing a big gift for his ministry. You know, as the frontier was going there to collect it, God said, it's not for you. Huh? He said, no, it's not for you. Huh? He said, you see all those who, when you say, how many people want to give their life to Christ? You come or they came out. He said, it's not what you spiritual. He said, what do you mean? He said, Jesus told him that the moment you announce that there is going to be a crusade somewhere, there is a particular old woman in your church, among your group, that day and night she knelt down. Lord, let the message bring them back to you. He said, it's the woman that holds the crown first, not even you. Yeah. But the attention of people always focus on the preacher. Some of you now, your attention only. There are some quiet people here who are doing a lot of work for this world to stand. Hey, you are not with me. The same way God will reward me is the same way he will reward them. May I tell you another one? Those are some of them volunteer to be feeding me. They say, the food, no worry, I go to buy them. You know, if there's no food inside the car, for me to come and shout here, something else. Something is happening. If I come here and fall down one day, it's not the anointing. So, God knew that, no, God will not give me, say, yeah, and they are doing it with all, no, you don't understand. They are doing it with all. Some of them, I get to their house, I saw a material. And I picked up the material to read. Fire came. Do you think that God will not reward that person? Oh, the work of the kingdom is so comprehensive. The one that God pointed you to do, do it with all your heart, with 100% attitude, then you see the reward. I say you will see your own reward. Yeah. Or the person playing the keyboard, the person singing. I don't do anyone this one. I only face one thing. And thank God they gave me all the opportunity. Just go ahead with this one thing. We will do other things to make sure that the main thing become a reality. And that's why we are here today. That's how we call ourselves brethren. No oga here. We are all brethren. What is the meaning of brethren? We are just shareholders. Eh? The head of all things is Christ. We are what? Co-workers together. Learn this. Since the day I had that testimony, so if God wants to reward, the first person to be rewarded may not be me. I said, Lord, let the person be known. All some of them just come and say, I just want to say hello to you. I said, oh, thank God, though. So God, you see, make some people to remember me. Ah, this is serious. You thought that we don't need encouragement. All of it. Do you know what happened one day? I was shocked. I don't know the kind of mentality this is. Somebody called me at 2 a.m. in the night. I picked the call. When he heard my voice, he said, sir, are you sleeping? I said, yes. It was your call that woke me up. He said, ah? You know, he was surprised that a man of God should just not sleep. I'm not the one. It's the Lord that neither sleep nor slumber. They say, the man of God, he doesn't eat, he doesn't sleep, he doesn't receive from walking. It's not true. The spirit is in on this gongoni yet. He never disappears. The gongoni need rest sometimes. Do you understand me? Another day happened here. You know, people are very, very funny. We were here one day. I said, please come. Go and buy biscuit for me. I want to. They say, ah! Allah, I said, what happened about, is it a sin for me to eat biscuit? So I shouldn't eat again? They were surprised that I want to eat. So when I leave my house in the morning to evening, before I go back home to eat food, no, sir. I'm not a fool believer that I used to eat food. I have to eat now. Even Jesus ate in his days. He said, go and buy food for me. Eh? He was a sort of a relax. But when he saw the need for the kingdom, he jumped up. He began the preaching again. Even though he never eat that food that day. But he demanded for it. See, look. Everything, you are so important to God. Locate your place. Locate your area. Offer the 100%. In the name of the Lord Jesus. This message looks simple, but it will transform your life. It will heal your mortal bodies. It will enlarge your capacity. And it will steer your spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.